Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. You are with Talk TV. Now, Lee Anderson has met with Reform UK leader Richard Tice amid talk of a possible defection to the party. It comes as the former Tory deputy chairman doubled down on his comments about Sadiq Khan and says he should have been more critical of the London mayor than he actually was. Well, joining me right now to discuss this is Rupert Lowe. And he is a former MEP and Reform UK spokesman. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Rupert.
Morning, Julia.
Thanks for joining us. I love that this meeting was on Sunday. So, you know, quite early on, he was only, you know, suspended on Saturday. And on the Sunday, he met with Richard Tice, leader of Reform UK, at a Holiday Inn hotel at Junction 28 of the M1 in South Normanton in Derbyshire. I think it's quite near his constituency. It has very much an Alan Partridge feel, this. I'm not going to lie. Do we know what happened as a result of these private talks? I mean, was he invited to join? Did he ask to defect? Is it likely that he will? What do you know?
Well, Julia, I haven't spoken to Richard about this, so I don't know whether they did or didn't meet. I sort of hope they found somewhere more salubrious than the Holiday Inn.
Well, they did meet, and it was there. Are you not interested to find out if a former deputy chairman of the Conservative Party is going to join your party and you'd have a sitting at Reform UK MP?
I'm not able to comment on that. I can comment on the generality of what I think, of how I think it should happen. I mean, the point we have to consider is that the House of Commons is full of, in my view, deficient and very weak people as a result of David Cameron's selection processes, which focused more on diversity, inclusion and quotas than it did on ability to serve the British people. So I think we have to caveat any discussion about who we bring into the party with that caveat. The Reform Party is where it is as a result of a team effort. So I think it's incredibly important that that is respected. And rather like Southampton Football Club when I ran it, we found that the most problem we ever got was when we brought big stars in. And they tended to cause chaos amongst the dressing room. So I think bringing big stars in comes with a great deal of danger. So I think we need to be very careful about how that is approached. And my own view on this is that the selection process for the Reform Party should be treated rather like the immigration process should be treated, in my view, and that is selecting people who are actually going to make a contribution to our party.
And you don't think Lee Anderson would make a contribution?
Well, it's come a long way, and it's done it as a team effort. It's no one person who should be making this decision, and hopefully they won't be. So I think it needs to be handled with great care. And I think we've also got to beware as a party of being played by the Tories. We've been played in the past. They can flirt with us. They can make threats internally. And we've just got to make sure that we're not being played. You know, we are a viable alternative to the Conservative Party and indeed to the Labour Party, which I think is probably worse than the Tory Party in that Blair's selection processes have made their gene pool even weaker. So I think it's an interesting subject for debate, and I think it's one which I can't add anything about where we are exactly today, but in terms of the principle, I think that's my view of,
okay.
Needs to be considered.
It may be the case that, you know, if Lee Anderson doesn't think there is any way back for him and the Conservatives unless he apologises, and he has no intention of apologising, and if he did apologise now, I think people would say, well, that was a bit hypocritical of him, because he said categorically for the best part of a week he won't apologise.
I don't think he has. I don't think he has anything to apologise for.
I don't think he does either.
I wouldn't apologise if there's nothing to apologise.
No, exactly. And he's made that point that it would be a strength to apologise if he had been in the wrong, but it would be weakness if he hadn't. But do you think he could be just using Reform UK and your leader Richard Tice to basically negotiate with Rishi Sunak, because he knows perfectly well that a defection, particularly, you know, just ahead of another by-election, local elections coming up, and a general election, to have a defection of someone who a lot of Tories, and we know from the Tory WhatsApp group messages that have been leaked, not just Tory members, Tory voters, but Tory MPs are saying, this guy's got a lot of support. A lot of people agree with everything he said. They don't think he said anything wrong. He speaks for them. But actually, it would be a massive, massive hit to Sunak if he left. So is he just using Reform UK to basically say,
answer is yes, Julia. I mean, I was going to stand in Dudley North, which actually is a Labour seat, until I got a call from Ian Austin, and I got a call from Marco Longhi, who ended up being elected by quite a big majority because I stood down. Has he ever called me and thanked me? No, I've never heard another word from him. And the Tories are incredibly arrogant, and they will do whatever serves them best. And they are ruthless. You know, this guy, Dougie Smith, who I did meet with and we had discussions about, before the last general election, he's a sort of ruthless lad who is, going to do whatever is in the interests of the Tory party. So I think what we've got to do is put the interests of reform first, and we've got to be very careful about how we play this.
You're clearly not sure of whether that would involve Lee Anderson. Can I ask you also about the MPs getting more security at Parliament and in their constituencies as a result of... Well, again, they never talk about who the threat comes from, but it's Islamist extremists that are making these threats. This is Labour's Harriet Harman, extraordinarily, I think, said that MPs should be allowed to work from home because it was too dangerous sometimes for them to come to Parliament, so for their own safety. Other than the fact we're all relieved that Harriet Harman wasn't in charge of the government in 1939, even as a backbench MP now, what is your reaction to that?
My reaction is rather like your last caller. I mean, obviously, there are people in this country who make a contribution, but I think we've also...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
So got a large number of people who don't share our culture or our beliefs, and they are potentially a danger. I mean, we've seen periodic instances of that, you know, whether it's the bombings which killed 50 people in, I think it was 2005 or 6, was it? And then we've seen, you know, things like Lee Rigby, David Amos. We've seen some unpleasant things, and I think we've got to be extremely careful with the way in which we deal with this situation, which I think is a crisis now. So I think, you know, we've seen the police clearly policing the Palestinian marches differently to the way they would police domestic marches, allowing images to be beamed onto Big Ben is just unacceptable, and something should have been done about that. So I think our elite has created this situation. They've got this sort of abstract view that open borders and mass immigration is a good thing. It's a very dangerous thing, Julia, and we've got a lot of sort of minority communities who don't share our beliefs and our culture, and ultimately we are going to have a massive problem, and it's of the making of our political elite.
As
so
indeed.
it's not supported by the majority of decent people in Middle England. No, and I found
as our caller just said, Daniel who's just been joining us. I really appreciate you joining us, Rupert Lowe, former MEP. He's a spokesman for Reform UK. Still with me in the studio is Candice Holdsworth. Rupert hasn't spoken to Richard Tice about this. I find a little bit extraordinary, that lack of interest. Clearly sounding a little bit like, thinks that this is Lee Anderson using Reform as a sort of a tool. They're going to be exploited, and that, you know, one big personality isn't what the party should be about. Of course, I mean, to a certain extent, you know, Reform UK was, you know, Nigel Farage,
yes,
honorary, you know, president, effectively owns all the shares in the party. It's come, but isn't actually campaigning.
Yes.
The broadcaster now, Richard Tice, obviously the leader. What do you make? Do you think that Lee Anderson is using Reform? Do you think he will, or do you think he should? That a defect?
It's not clear to me. I mean, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, you know, I think about Douglas Carswell when he defected to UKIP, and that was so high profile at the time, and everyone was wondering, you know, is this it? Is this the end of the Conservative Party? Are UKIP going to overtake them? But if you look at that experience, actually things kind of fizzled out.
Well, you know, people keep saying that. It's like when people talk about, oh, Nigel Farage, 7 times tried to become an MP, he's a failed politician. No, most successful a politician of his generation in terms of the main policy he wanted to get through. UKIP won European elections. UKIP changed the policy of the Conservative Party. David Cameron only offered a EU referendum because of the threat from UKIP. That is the simple reason why we got an EU referendum. We only ended up getting proper Brexit, and okay, Boris Johnson, who did deliver it for all his failings, because of the threat from the Brexit Party. All of these parties, you know, whether it's involving Nigel Farage and Richard Tice, whoever, they have played a massive role. But is their role just now to impact Tory policy? But
see, that's the thing.
Or is it to get elected themselves?
See, but that's the thing, exactly. They sort of change the Conservative Party and push them in that direction, but they can't get elected themselves, not under our current system.
Yeah, that is one of the key issues. What do you make of the Home Secretary, James Cleverly, calling for these pro-Palestinian marches to be ended? Just say, you've made your point, go home. Every 2 weeks on Saturdays in London, sometimes 200,000 people, massive policing cost, plus, you know, the way they intimidate people of the Jewish faith. Do you think that call is going to be heeded?
No. I mean, anyone who knows anything about this cause will know that the people who are part of this are really fanatical and obsessive about it, and there is absolutely no way they're going to listen to that.
They ain't going away anytime soon. Well, look, let's get some of your messages coming in about MP security and the Islamic extremist threat. This is Labour's Harriet Harman, says they should be allowed to work from home for their own safety. Your reaction? Give us a call on 0344 499 1000. Text 87222. Get in touch on X at TalkTV. Dan says, I think the rest of us should get the same protection or remove the problem. Brandon says, if Britain doesn't have a problem with Islamists, why do MPs need more money for security? Exactly. And Kat says, they protect themselves but criticise us common people for trying to point out the extremists. Some of you also got in touch on the phones. Please keep those calls coming in. Let's go to Patrick. He's in County Durham. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. What do you want to say?
Well, basically about the politicians in this 31 million package for MP security.
Yeah.
I agree with your viewer early on saying that this is basically self-inflicted by the politicians. So instead of giving that 31 million package for security, why do we not give that 31 million to the police to prosecute the people that are...
Well, I mean, they don't prosecute. I think the police have got plenty of money to do that. It's just they haven't got the will. I mean, we see them standing by. We're told, oh, there are very few arrests. They're massively over-policing these marches. You know, 1,500 police officers for, you know, 100,000, 200,000 marchers, and there are very few arrests. Yeah, but there should be more arrests, is what most of us would say.
Correct, yeah. And I think, as I say, most of this is self-inflicted by the politicians on their immigration stance. So they should read what they saw, basically, same as the normal person in the street.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I don't want MPs being threatened, and I don't want people standing down from Parliament and people saying, I won't ever run for Parliament because of this threat. Do you?
Correct. No, absolutely correct.
But they've created it.
Yeah, the politicians created it by the mass immigration that we've got coming into the country.
Yep.
Now, yeah, I agree, no politician should be facing any death threats and no politician should be threatened so that they can't do their job.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're no more special than the person on the street. So why do they get £31 million security?
Very good point. I can feel a lot of anger in all the callers this morning, I have to say. Patrick, thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast. Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you. Harder, older, Hartley Brewer. The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.